This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you, in the past, have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So what did
you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, you know, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
Okay, so from John Wood, the subject is CM Punk attitude. Hello again, folks. This past weekend, Nick Nemeth was sent home after arriving to the airport because, according to reports, CM Punk didn't want him backstage since they weren't using him. Also, according to reports, Adam Page was also told to record his backstage vignettes elsewhere and not show up at the event at Punk's behest. Punk also then proceeded to cut an anti-Page promo after the event, which was slightly rambling and seemed more like an angry old man bitching about people than an actual promo. After these reports came out, as they reported in the previous 2 weeks, Punk's egomania led him to banning Matt Hardy from an event 2 weeks ago, as well as Christopher Daniels, the freaking head of talent relations for AEW. My question is, has Tony completely lost the plot, allowing Punk to dictate who can show up to events, and what kind of message is that sending to other workers that this guy can whine and bitch to the point that the head of talent relations is told not to come to the building because Punk doesn't want him? Seems like this should have been squashed long before it got to this point. Have either of y'all heard of the inmates running the asylum to this degree? And Conan, have you ever had or allowed someone in AAA to dictate who could arrive in the building other than yourself and the owners? I personally couldn't imagine so. Thanks again for all your content. Your Patreon gets me through many long drives for work, and I still have barely put a dent in everything that's available. Also, Joe, as an agent, I feel like you need to let me represent you in your next negotiations with the Get My Go crew. This past episode you weren't on was absolutely abysmal, so I think you could put your foot down for some increased perks and revenue from those chuckle Fs. Wow. Thanks again. This guy's a listener of Get My Go. I meant to suspend him.
You might be. I would suspend the guy. That I'm going to ask for suspension. I don't do many. But here's the thing about Joe. I like Joe, but you know it's not going to be good. So the show, the show was abysmal. That's what he said.
Yeah, without Joe
me.
On it.
Right? Without me.
right. Here's the only problem. The upgrade with Joe would go to slightly abysmal.
Yeah,
so, right. I mean, if that's what you want, right?
Okay. Well, that's the point of the email is not to get my Go reference. Let's get back.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Give your opinions and stuff. But there's newer news on this too that I wanted to talk about.
But what do you got today from this?
Go ahead.
So Punk. So I'm looking it up to try to contribute here, and it's you know, we've heard the stuff about Punk and Page, and he had Nemeth sent home, and Daniels, as was mentioned, or Daniels couldn't work with him. Now
Daniels. Okay. Just so you know,
how could you not work with Chris? What did Daniels do?
Disco. Daniels is the head of talent relations.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. What did he do?
He was involved in the fight, whether he was, I've always just heard he was breaking it up, the fight that he got into with the Bucks and Kenny.
But also here's the thing, Disco, which I think you already know. He's also very good friends with the Bucks and Omega. They're especially the Bucks. They're all Southern California guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Punk says the belief is.
Punk had a statement.
Let Joe talk.
So here's the thing, Disco. Now I fucking forgot. Go ahead, Joe.
Let Joe finish the news, and then we'll report on this.
The report was from Nick Houseman, and he says, I guess he's in contact with Punk. Punk believes that it isn't fair that Ace Steel was barred from the locker room, and that Daniel should be treated the same. So that was his complaint. Now the newest one is Punk.
Yeah, but can I just say one thing before I forget?
Mm-hmm.
But one guy's the head of talent relations.
Right.
That's the big difference. Yeah. You can't let him get punked. You can't let him get punked. And I know that, and I just remember what I wanted to say. Disco asked like 3 or 4 times. He goes, what did Chris Daniels do? You know why he said that? Because Chris Daniels is easy like Sunday morning, bro. He's very easy to get along with.
Yeah. Right. I can't imagine Chris Daniels doing something that Punk doesn't want him at the building. That's like, bro, because Punk is an insufferable egomaniac. That's all this stuff is. The guy whines, can't, doesn't like criticism. likes to get his way. But, bro, the guy sued or tried to, like, send lawyers after Billy Boddy for a meme on the internet. Like, you know, that's just, you know.
Well, he's having Billy. A pedophile.
But still, though, it's a freaking meme on the internet. And you're having a lawyer. Bro, the guy is just, like, as fragile as can be when it comes to, like, you know, being insulted. Or just, like, look at the way he's acting. I don't want him at the show. I don't want him at the he's sending people. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know why they keep using the guy. He said, what were the numbers for Collision this past week?
Let's
look that up.
Yep.
Let's see if this guy's worth the hassle. Okay.
Here's I asked that question to somebody.
Okay, Saturday's Thursday. Collision ratings were 46,000. 476,000.
476,000.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy is not worth it.
Wait a minute.
He's making it miserable for the people that work there. It's like the guy's not worth it. He's just not.
Here's the problem. As Joe said, it was up from the week before, right, Joe?
It was up 60,000. It was up 14%.
Yeah, but not by a lot. The numbers are like the Rampage numbers before Collision started. 14%
is still a good number. So you're up 14%. And here was the problem, because I asked the same question and somebody told me that would know. They were like, oh, it's the – they're like – they were one of the top three rated shows on cable. I don't know if that night, that week, or something, but it still does good numbers for that network.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Okay, and I'm tired of this. I'm tired of failure in your ratings each week and trying to look at a metric saying, well, we were number three.
Let me ask you a question. Okay.
2 months ago, they had 800,000 people watching the show.
What?
Let me finish. 2 months ago, they had 800,000 people watch the show.
Right.
2 months ago, they had 800,000 people watch the show. And a month ago, they had 800,000 people go watch the show. This is like half of that. It's like, you know, well, what are these guys bringing to the table? Like, you're trying to, like, you know, make a, you know, well, the number is up 14% from last week. Yeah, but you're down from 3 weeks ago 50%. It's like, you know, sorry, I don't know what's going on here. Like, you know, I mean.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Joe.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I don't know the AEW ratings off the top of my head. When were they doing 800,000, and how many times did they do it after that initial 800,000?
They never did again. It was the first week.
No, I thought they did.
All right. Well,
a couple weeks ago, they did 800 and change, didn't they, Joe?
Yeah, there was somewhere in there where they had a big number.
76.
No, there's been 9 weeks. Well, look at the 9 weeks of Collision.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive they did 800 one of the other times, too. With the MJF and against the FTR. Right.
Like 800 or 700, or 900.
With the MGF and Adam Cole match against FTR, right? I think that did
might have been that one.
Right. But that's the only, like, well, bro, the MGF closest, is the draw.
The closest they got, D.I., was 739 on July 29th.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, 739. But what was the first show?
It was
816.
Right. Okay, so they've done over 700 twice. And now they're doing under five.
What's their average?
It's not that good.
With these lower shows, the lower shows for the last 2 weeks.
No, what's the average of the whole thing? They put the average on the bottom always, don't they?
No, this.
Well, let's go back. Time out. We're talking about this.
The average is probably about 6 to 650. Just estimating. Yeah.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer, and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks. And there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon. And it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right? You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also, they have like over 40 snacks that you can try. and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls that they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep, and Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050, and they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right. And we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant-like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health. Stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Question: have your thighs ever rubbed together, creating a rash because of friction? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to MegaBabe, it's also no problem. Thigh Rescue is the anti-chafe stick made for chafers by chafers. Get MegaBabe's Thigh Rescue and experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about. Thigh Rescue stops chafe. With one sold every 30 seconds, you better run to MegaBabeBeauty.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, what's the last 3 weeks? So look at the last 3 weeks.
739, 417, 476.
That was MGF.
Mm-hmm.
739, 713?
No, it goes 739. The following week is 417, the shit one, because of the SummerSlam and the fight.
Right.
And then this past one was 476, the recent one.
Okay, now I want to make a point.
Right.
Conan, you emailed Dave to ask him about this, and what did he say about
Dave? I did not talk to Dave on this. I talked to somebody else that I cannot say their name.
All right. Somebody was saying, what's the number that the networks would be satisfied with for Collision?
Oh, no, no. That one I did talk to Dave about.
500,000, yeah, correct?
Right.
Okay, so this is
no,
so.
I think that was Dynamite.
No,
that was Dynamite. 500,000.
Oh, that was Dynamite. Okay, Dynamite, yeah. 500,000. Okay, I thought Collision.
Right.
Well, Collision should be a benchmark for 500,000 too. That should be.
I don't. Because it's Saturday show.
Saturday.
I think this is what I'm trying to get at. This is all I'm trying to get at. You make valid points, dude. I'm not in any way arguing any point you just made. I just want to make this point, bro. Number one. It's TNT. They're not the minor leagues. If something's not doing good, they're going to get rid of it. Like so many other shows I've seen them get rid of. Number one. Number two, what if for them a low rating on a Saturday, Collision is 300,000 or 200,000? They're still above that benchmark. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, but you don't know that. You don't know what the benchmark is.
I'm assuming you're trying to make
these numbers sound better than they are, which is what they do.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you. Very logical question. Then why aren't they off the air?
They're not off. Brother, they signed a contract. They're saying
why
my question
they
is.
Off the air. No ratings get you off the air.
I don't care about that.
I've seen a million times when shows only went four shows.
You're making an argument. I'm not defending. I'm not saying they're getting kicked off the air. I'm saying that when they do poor in the numbers, they try to spin a positive on it. Well, it was number three.
I'm just trying to tell you what I think, you know? Okay. And I just think that number one, if they were doing that bad, they wouldn't be on the air. That's number one. And number two, I don't know their benchmark. It could be 200. It could be 300. You know what I'm saying? Only they know. But I will ask. I know for Dynamite, it's 5. And they're doing like how much now, Feeney? About how much would he say?
Like $850 is like they're at right around there, give or take 50 or something. Right.
But so, we've always said, you and I, that they should be doing $1 million over. Okay.
Well, this is what the quote
is. You've
been in booking meetings too. When you get those numbers, okay,
right,
and the numbers are underwhelming, it's not like you're coming out saying, oh, that's pretty good because we were so like you're like fuck we didn't do good this week what did we do wrong? The funny thing is, it's like when AEW does this, just like the wrestling media is scared to like say like what do they do wrong? They don't want to throw a wet blanket on this. It's just kind of what they do. They spin it positively, right? Go ahead.
Right, but do you know why?
Why?
Two reasons, because they're fanboys and they want to be invited backstage and to the shows to the scrums.
Yeah.
And if they figure out you had a guy here that's not going with the program, guess what? He doesn't get invited to shows. He doesn't get any access to the talent and he can't go to the scrums.
Right.
It's as easy as that. And it ain't like AEW is the only one that does it. Okay.
But what would help this company better, in my opinion, is more criticism when they do not perform well in the numbers. And like
they don't take criticism well.
I know they don't, but like you watch this past week's show, and bro, like I watched the first like half hour, and I'm like, I'm done with this. It's like they had a matches we could like the big Bear Country on there, and the name of they have a new name of the tag team. Remember Bear Country? Now they're called the Iron Savages.
Why?
And like they wrestle, I don't know. But like these guys are on TV, and I don't imagine, like, why am I watching this? You know?
No, you know what? Bear Country actually fit them a little better, right?
But I'm just saying, you have an opportunity. People think this is the best show. Like your fans, you like Collision is going to be them, and then like the show this week was just like very lame. Like had a lot of guys on it that hadn't been on TV in forever. You got Ring of Honor guys. I don't know who they are or why they're trying to merge the Ring of Honor storylines into Collision.
Yeah, that's,
and like nobody watches Ring of Honor, right?
They're trying to fit a shoe that doesn't fit. But the problem is, I'm guessing Tony was a big ROH fan. One, two.
Right.
A lot of guys that he used were in ROH. Okay. And there's still some ROH fans out there. How many? I don't know. But they did sell out Madison Square Garden not too long ago, the Paramount. Okay. Not too long ago or a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? So, and he believes in it and he's trying to make it work. But I think most people are like, really, we don't want this.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything, right? And a million products. Yeah. You don't even have to worry about that, right? Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking the weed whacker for your hair and for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. They got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, that their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
I'm going to ask a question.
Right.
So to recap this email, I've got one question to ask you, okay?
Right.
In your opinion, is Punk worth the hassle? Yes or no? Or if you want to answer in a certain way, just like, is he worth the hassle?
No. I don't have to answer anything in a certain way, just the way I've always have from the heart. I just think that I would have to look at the numbers, look at his ratings, how much he's making, how much merch, is he a liability or not? Because I think, you know, and here's another thing, bro. I think that for image purposes, he already lost Cody, which made him, you know, did not make the company look good, I think. Right. And he doesn't want to lose another big name, bro. But I also think, but I don't know, again, would they take Punk knowing how toxic he's been here, or would they do it just to fuck with Tony? You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they would not. There's no way they'd take. There's no way that WWE did not want Punk specifically for what he's doing in AEW. He's creating problems.
Didn't they ask him to leave the locker room?
The guy's a troublemaker. Yes. It's very clear. He's a troublemaker. He causes problems. And this is like, you can't deny it. It's not like he's absolved. It's like, it's not his fault. It's like I said, bro, the guy was the image on him was he was a troublemaker coming in, and he's done nothing but cause trouble.
And here's more. Okay.
This is
from Sean Ross Sapp. CM Punk and Jungle Boy Jack Perry have an incident backstage. Okay.
Oh my God.
Towards the start of Punk's AEW Collision run during the Canada tapings, Jack Perry was brought to Collision to film a segment, and the two had words about the plans that Perry was supposedly pushing. According to those on the side of Punk, Perry wanted to use real glass for a backstage segment. Punk was of the belief that he did this so that he didn't need to come to work next week, which he sees as a big problem in the company. Per Punk's side of things, again, Perry was going against production, doctors, and Tony Schiavone advising him not to do it and telling him that smashing real glass was a safety hazard, and Perry wasn't happy with that. Shortly after that, there were guidelines put in place and forwarded to the talent that required clearance. Punk's claim was that he was asked to step in and calmly said that they don't do that on Saturdays for Collision. If he doesn't like it, he could stay on Wednesdays. Word of the situation made its way around the locker room and was referred to as an argument. Punk's claim was that Perry threw a temper tantrum over the spot not being cleared and the people trying to prevent it. Fightful reached out to Jack. Perry did not hear back. And
I got a question. Yeah. Is Punk talent relations for Collision?
Nothing.
I mean, this sounds like what Chris Daniels could be doing, right?
Sounds like Tony said, this is your show. Do what you want. Just help me in the ratings or whatever, right?
Right, right.
But on this one, I'm going to take CM Punk's side. What a mark. Nobody knows if it's real glass or not. You just use sugar glass. Why are you cutting yourself for it? You know, that's not necessary. Right. What if Perry you puncture an artery or some bullshit? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's to be tough to the hardcore crowd. Oh, he went through real glass. Or I don't know. Or maybe it's as Punk claims that he's trying to miss work. I don't know why he would want to. He's young and he's getting a push. And I still don't know why he doesn't bring his hot girlfriend up with him. But I would go with Punk on this one. If they've told him, this is your show, run it like you want to, just bring up the ratings, which so far hasn't happened, but we got to give him a chance. You know, and he doesn't want somebody like that in his dressing room. That's what I'm thinking. They've given him Saturday.
Matt Hardy was another victim that Punk would and that he blocked from Collision. So Matt Hardy,
what?
And it also says here,
Matt Hardy, like what?
On his podcast and on Twitter, Matt Hardy said that after the All Out brawl, he agreed with the Elite.
So you can't say that.
Are you in high school? What's going on here? I don't like this guy. No, there's plenty of guys we don't like. You go to the grocery store, you may not like the cashier. Do you punch him out? You just get another cashier. If you like that store, you go to a whole nother store. But, bro, you're getting mega heat with other people that's not necessary. I had mega, mega, mega heat. And I do mean mega heat with Vampiro, squashed it for business. With Cibernetico, that's a very wild story that involved a gun, brought him back to work. You know what I'm saying? It can't be what I want. It's what the fans want. Right. You know, and they wanted these guys, and I wasn't going to stop them. You know,
next one's from Frank.
I just one other point. I know this was a long answer, DI, but it also says Isaiah Cassidy was blocked from Collision, but I can't find any reason why. But he's listed as being
well
blocked.
Because he's Matt Hardy's boy. That's Matt Hardy's boy.
Okay,
For some reason, now they call him Brother Z, just like the Iron Warriors or whatever. What are they called?
Or the Iron Savages.
Okay. Okay, Country's a great name. I don't give a fuck.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Gets you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySubs.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, and boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on, Legacy Subs. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.